Last week, federal emergency management and Wisconsin emergency management officials toured damaged areas in Ashland, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. It's not clear if that'll reach the $7.7 million mark of uninsured repairs needed to public facilities. And a quirk in the process is that those counties can't join the harder-hit Minnesota in tallying total damage. Same storm, but different state. Former Democratic State Senator Pat Kreitlow says this doesn't make sense.
It shouldn't happen in any case where a segment of a state is punished because the bulk of the damage was done across a state line. We are one country where federal disaster assistance should help an entire area, and it would be a real failing on the part of Congressman Duffy if he were not able to help make sure that part of his district does get its fair share.
Kreitlow is running against first-term Republican Congressman Sean Duffy. Duffy says his hands are tied, but damage assessments haven't been finished.
My hope, though, is that if there's some larger damage out there, specifically the school, if we're able to have that included, because there was some significant damage there, hopefully we can get past that threshold where we can access federal dollars. So if we get to those levels, then I can be an advocate out here.
FEMA and state officials say adding up the damage numbers may still take another week or two. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.